In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Our Lady, Queen of all saints, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. So we're continuing with the Luis and the Light of the Divine World, Part 2. This is volume 26, May 9th, 1929. And the beauty of this gift is because of where we are today. And where we are today is in darkness. And I know a lot of people said, well, it doesn't seem that bad. A lot of people really believe that today's life is normal. And it's not. What the Lord wants us to become aware of is the darkness that's all around. And, you know, we are in a pagan society. It's not a Christian society. We have compromised with all that is opposed to God, and this is darkness. And we might not see the darkness because of the sun in the sky, but we have to understand that everything that our culture is involved in, almost everything, is opposed to the life, the light, the love of God. And Jesus wants us to become aware that he is calling us into this light, calling us back to himself. And 2,000 years he redeemed the world, and now he wants to sanctify it. And it's very dark out there. And it's not to be moaning and groaning. It's not to be complaining. But Jesus is calling us back to himself. Jesus is calling us back to the Father, back to the womb of the King, of our God. And again, men don't have wombs. Well, we're going back to our origin, where we began, and what God is doing is helping us become aware of how our DNA is not what God planned from the beginning. We were supposed to be in God's image and likeness. And the Lord is getting ready to, of this regeneration of humanity. First of all, through the crucifixion, death, and resurrection of Jesus, his mother being with him on Calvary, this new and divine way of holiness that John Paul II wants us to enter into. This is the light that God is asking us to really begin to embrace, to live. And a lot of people just say, well, it's not really that bad. Just look at the laws. A lot of the laws that we have are not light. It's darkness. And we have basically agreed. And so therefore we have to live this Catholic life, separate in this society, but separate from the society, to live a life of peace, joy, and happiness, to live the light, the life, the love of God that we were called to enter into. And, so this is what Jesus says in volume 26, May 9th, 1929. When the soul enters into my divine will, to live the perennial life in the divine will, the enemy cannot get close. Why? Because his sight is dazzled by the light of my fiat. This is what Jesus tells Luisa. When the soul enters into my divine will, okay, basically, when we make that decision to read, to study, and to put this into practice, to learn this way of living, this light, this life, this light of God, the new and divine way of holiness, it's no more in the darkness. And why? Because it's not just a normal life. It's the true life of Jesus and Mary, a perennial life, one with God, a perennial life living in the divine will. And again, no one has obtained this, the fullness of it, because when we really read what Jesus tells Louisa, when we really study this, it's we're called to be perfect, to enter heaven. And the divine will is heaven on earth. And God is calling us to be perfected as our Heavenly Father is perfect. And that is all based on love. And it's to love humanity, love our God the way Jesus and Mary did. This is what God is calling. So he says the enemy, the evil one, cannot get close to you. We will still go to confession, okay, because of the attacks, the war that we're in, the battle that we're in. The evil one knows our weaknesses, and he comes after us. He comes after us to lead us away from our Lord, our Master, our King, our Savior, our God. And a lot of times, one priest said that I know, a good priest, he says, good people are led away from God by good people, because we don't associate with bad people. So that perfection isn't there with those that are striving for goodness. The saints have taught us to be faithful and obedient by doing the will of God. Jesus is now showing us how to be faithful and obedient by living in the will of God. Adam was unfaithful. Adam was disobedient. And that fallen nature is what we possess, even though we have been redeemed. We go to confession each week. Jesus says that time is coming to an end. Now the time of sanctification is coming upon the earth. And he's saying this light, this life, this love of God is going to consume the world in love. This is why the first purification was of the flood, where God washed the world clean. And why? Because when you read Genesis 6, it says the sons of God found the daughters of Adam beautiful and had children with them, and they were called the Nephilim. And right after that, God says, I've got to destroy the earth. And why would God say that? Because the DNA was changed. The DNA wasn't human. And then the scripture says they found one family that did not participate in this corruption of the DNA. One family had a pure line back to Adam and Eve, humanity. And that was Noah and his family. And scripture says the world, the population of the earth was wiped out. I mean, there's a lot of things to think about here, because every time we find dinosaur bones, the scientists, the geologists, would see these bones and they'd say, well, a flood happened. They're all pushed together. All these bones are together. And it is the flood. How and when and why and who. And it's a truth that God has given to us about what God had to do to bring the human race back. And it's the same thing with the second purification, the blood of Jesus, washing the world clean of being separated from God, the slavery of the devil bringing humanity to, was broken by Jesus taking our place and redeeming us. And Our Lady was with Jesus on Calvary, co-redeeming with Jesus. And this new life was given to the world. This universal life that Adam lost was brought back by the new Adam and the new Eve. And now 2,000 years later, Jesus says, now is the time for sanctification. And he has the newborn, Louisa, the firstborn living in the divine will. And it's important for us to know that God is going to win in this battle. We are in a battle. We're in a war. And when we read the lives of the saints, they tell us what's basically coming. It's like prophesying what is going to happen. But it's nothing to be worried about or fearful or anxious or angry. I mean, don't lose your peace. We have been called by God to live at this time. We've been called by God to be given the book of heaven. And as we read this, as we study this, as we put this into practice, we become filled with heaven. And the evil one flees, as Jesus says, his sight is dazzled by the light of my fiat. So as you're reading, the difficulties that you've had in your life, this darkness seems to disappear slowly. And why? Because what the evil one is seeing is the true life of Jesus, the true life of Mary, little by little in the souls. And when that great day happens, when this great outpouring of the Holy Spirit comes upon the earth, when the second Pentecost happens, this harvest that the Jews celebrate, the harvest, in the fall. And if you ever want to have a wonderful time, be, in Jerusalem, be in, Israel, when the Feast of Tabernacles, the Feast of Booths, the Feast of Succoth is taken on, everybody's rejoicing. Everybody's celebrating. This is the only Jewish feast that we do not have. I mean, they have Hanukkah, and we have Christmas. They have Passover. We have Passover. They have Pentecost. We have Pentecost. They have Easter. I mean, the fullness on Easter, and well, for ours, our celebration, but they have something that we don't have. We don't have the celebration of the harvest. That's why Jesus said to Luis's spiritual director, basically, he's the one that we pray to for vocations. This was what St. John Paul II said on May, I think it was May 16th, 2004. He is the one we go to. His rogation. It's the harvest, the call, the prayer to the harvester, Lord of the harvest for workers in the field. So now what's coming is Jesus is saying to us, get ready for this great event. And he says, I have to separate the world, with the flood, with this third purification, the fire from heaven, that the fire from heaven is symbolized by the Sacred Heart of Jesus, the Immaculate Heart of Mary. If we love God, this is going to be ecstasy for us. This harvest, the celebration, what God has done over the last 2000 years, getting the world ready for the new and divine way of holiness. So Jesus says this. He says, the enemy cannot get close to you. His sight is dazzled by the light of my fiat, Jesus says. Nor is he able to see what the happy creature does in this divine light. It's secret. It's invisible to him. It's so beautiful to do your acts, your rounds in the divine one. When you pray the rounds, your life is, your life becomes heaven. When we learn how to pray the rounds, as Jesus taught Louisa from volume 16 to volume 36. And if you want to get a hint of what that is, go to louisapicaretta.me and find the rounds of Easter Pentecost. I love the rounds of Easter Pentecost. And you can pray them all the way up to the feast of Christ the King. As you enter into this, as you pray these prayers of I love you, I praise you, I thank you, I bless you, I worship you, I glorify you. You really enter into this life of heaven. This is what God is asking of us. He's asking us to enter into this new and divine way of holiness, and it's based on our prayer life. Okay, how do we pray? Okay, most of us have learned how to pray through the prayers of the saints, echoing their prayers. What Jesus teaches, Louisa, is how to begin to pray the way Jesus prayed, the way Mary prayed, the way God is calling us to pray. And this new and divine way of holiness is adoring God, loving God, praising God, thanking God, blessing God. It's in the name of everyone and everything, past, present, and future. There's an explosion of I love yous to the throne of God. And God, Jesus says, I hear humanity praying, your voice praying in the name of all of humanity and of everything. This, when you learn how to pray the rounds, it's not just one person praying. We pray in the name of everyone and everything, past, present, and future. This explosion of I love you from earth, the Jesus says, the saints look down to earth and they go, how can heaven be coming from earth? How can this be happening? And Jesus says, it's the souls who basically are linked to Louisa. It's that new and divine way of holiness, of praising God and loving God and glorifying God and worshiping God. That's heaven. That's our life in heaven. To be participants of this music, this harmony, this praise and worship and glory to God. So Jesus is saying to us, I want you to learn how to do this. And this is why if you haven't begun to pray the rounds, begin to read it. Begin to read what the rounds are about. And this is, again, it's a process of learning. You just don't read it once. Oh, I understand it. No. As you read it, Jesus keeps on expanding our capacity to understand more of what these truths are all about. This light, this love, this life of God. So he says, the evil one cannot get close to you if you're entering into this gift. His sight is dazzled by the light of my fiat. The fiat lux, let there be light. Nor is he able to see what the happy soul does in the divine will. Praising God and loving. This is heaven. He can't see this. He's been banished from heaven. With us, what happens is the darkness that's all around us, this paganism, we really begin to live in the light, the love, the life of God, which is separate from the darkness. It's in, he can't see this. Do you see what I'm saying? It's the evil one, as Jesus says, cannot get close to you. This is why he's going to attack you. I mean, this is a war we're in. He knows our weaknesses. He knows, how to defeat us. He's been doing that with humanity for so long. But now Jesus has given us the way and the how to win with the book of heaven. When Jesus said to his apostles, you must be perfected as my heavenly Father is perfect. You read the lives of the saints. They say, how can I accomplish this? I'm very far from being perfect. I mean, in true humility, nobody is perfect. All, as Galatians say, all fall short of the glory of God. But Jesus is shown Louisa, the newborn of the divine will, how to say yes to God, fiat to God, and enter into that fiat. It's always yes. And I got a call this morning with someone who was, do you know what's happening? And this is happening and that's happening. I said, hey, Jesus said to Louisa, they're trying to destroy my church. They're trying to kill humanity. And what is in the next words of Jesus? He says, let them. That's what they want. Let them do that. He says, you and I, Louisa, and if we're linked to Louisa, Jesus is talking to us as well. We're going to bring the kingdom of God on earth as it is in heaven. Aren't you happy? And yes, we are. Why? The kingdom is coming. It's nothing to be afraid of. It's We have been called by God, predestined to God to live at this time. And there's a war going on. We don't say it's not tough. It's difficult, but Jesus has given us the means to get through this war and to win. One with God, one with St. Michael the Archangel. We're going to win. And our trust, our confidence, our hope is in Jesus Christ. That's why John Paul II, who read the writings of St. Faustina, why he went all around the world. He went all around the world to tell the people, trust in Jesus. Jesus, I trust in you. Jesus, I have confidence in you. And because of him, we've had the Divine Mercy celebration since 2000. It's a new beginning for humanity, and we're in overtime at this point, because what does Saint Padre Pio tell us? He says Saint Padre Pio says to us that the world and the church will focus on Luisa Picaretta. Sorry, world and the church will focus on Luisa Picaretta in the third millennium. And again, to understand this, it's very simple. If you have a rifle and a scope, you're focused on one thing. And that, yes, the rest of the world is going on, but your goal is the one object that you're looking at, that you're focused on. The world and the church will focus on Luisa Picaretta in the third millennium. Yes, there's so many beautiful things out there, but Jesus says the only book that will transform a soul is the book of heaven. And as you read this, as you study this, you begin to understand there is no other book that like this. There's no other book like this where Jesus himself is speaking to us directly. He's leading. Listen to what he says today. Hey, the enemy can't get close to you. If you're striving to live in the divine will, his sight is dazzled by the light of my fiat. And he can't even see what the happy soul does in the divine will. It's all hidden from him. He can't interrupt it. Why? It's the life of Jesus and Mary, the new Adam and the new Eve. This new and divine way of holiness is bringing us back to this universal life that Adam lost. And it's more than that. It's more than what Adam had. It's not only the life that Adam had, but that it's the life of the new Adam and the new Eve, which Adam didn't have. It's to begin to live this abundant life, of peace, joy, and happiness. So as we begin to read and study, as we learn how to pray the rounds, as we learn how to focus on Luisa Picaretta and the divine will, what happens at that point is your life becomes joy-filled, peaceful, and happy. Yes, things are going to attack us. Things are going to be disruptive in our family, with our friends, with our neighbors, with our coworkers, with our parishioners, with the nation, with even in the church. God is purifying everyone and everything. He's going to win. This is the beauty. So Jesus says, light shields itself from everything. Light dominates all. Light is intangible. Light does not let itself be offended, nor does it offend. Okay, so as we enter into this light, this life, this love of God, it shields us from everything. You're going broke. What do we do? Panic? That's what the devil wants. No, it's Jesus, I trusted you. I know you've got a plan for me. I know you've got a plan for my family. You're going hungry. What do you do? Panic? No. Jesus says, the light shields itself from everything. Your health is falling apart. What do you do? Panic? No. The light that we've entered into, the light of the fiat lux, let there be light, the light of the fiat mihi, let it be done to me as you say, the light of fiat voluntas tua, may your kingdom reign in me, in this dust, on earth as it is in heaven, shields us, defends us from everything. And again, that's what God is asking. He's asking us to begin to be aware of this. I'm sorry. It's hay fever time. This light dominates all. It dominates everything. It begins to bring us into, no matter what we have to go through, physical, spiritual, mental, emotional suffering, we're all going through that, but that's part of the fallen nature. Jesus says when the divine will reigns, that's going to be gone. He says the miracle of miracles is coming. What is the miracle of miracles? Everyone that was healed 100 years ago is gone, is dead, is buried. This miracle of miracles is we're going to go back to where we were before the fall. This is sanctification on earth as it is in heaven. The fulfillment of the Our Father. So this light shields us from everything. It dominates everything in our life. There, no matter what we have to go through, it's praise you, Jesus. I love you, Jesus. I glory. That's heaven. I adore you. I worship you. I glorify you. We spend time with our Eucharistic Lord. We look at God and fall in love with God. We see him in the monstrance. Everything changes for us. It is intangible. It's everything is peace, joy, and happiness. And again, this is what Jesus says now. It does not let itself be offended. The evil one is always accusing. He's the accuser. When things go wrong, the evil one, see, there's three voices. There's our voice, which is, what do we do? How do we do this? What's going on? It's in awe of what does God want? How do I do this? How do I live this? The other voice is Jesus, where Jesus says, and it's the same, it's our voice. It's Jesus using our voice. And we hear him saying, you are my child. I love you. I have plans for you. I'm going to take care of you. Trust in me. Believe in me. Hope in me. I've got everything ready for you. And listening to Pope St. John Paul II, Jesus, I trust in you. If you are worried about anything, it's because you're not praying properly the 3 o'clock prayer. It has to be part of our life in the divine will, in the name of everyone and everything. Jesus, I trust in you. In the name of everyone and everything, Jesus, I adore you. I praise you. I thank you. I bless you. You are my Lord, my Savior, my Master, my King. I'm not afraid. I have confidence in you. Somebody yells at you. Somebody ridicules you. Somebody mocks you. Somebody spits at you. Don't be offended, Jesus says. Why? They have no right to do this. The one who was really ridiculed, really ignored, really misunderstood was Jesus. And when the Father sees a soul that loves Jesus and wants to be close to Jesus and his mother, he gives them what Jesus went through, being ridiculed, mocked, laughed at, ignored, and on and on and on. And our job is to say, yes, Lord, I want to be like you. I want to be in your image and likeness. And to get to the point of not being offended. And therefore, if we don't want to be offended, the next part is we don't offend anyone. And again, how we are raised can show us how we respond. Some people love to use foul language. That's how they were raised, mainly most. Or they were attracted to those who used foul language. But the purification is happening. And those souls are learning not to use the Lord's name in vain. They're learning to be peaceful in all situations rather than filled with anger and being offended. What Jesus is doing when we read the Book of Heaven, especially the rounds, your acts in the divine will, as you learn how to live this abundant life of peace, joy, and happiness, everything becomes peaceful. Everything becomes joyful. Everything becomes happy. It's raining out. And before, you know, you would go, I don't want rain. I want sunshine. And it's now it's fia. It's snowing out. You didn't want snow, but you're everything's fiat. Lord, let it be done as you wish. It's that docility. That's the surrender. It's the submission. Those are three words that are hated in this pagan society. I'm going to do it my way. No, no, no. It's we say to the Lord, and Jesus says this to Louisa, the souls living in the divine will always say fiat. Let it be done as you say. There's no worry. There's no fear. There's no anxiety. There's no complaints. There's no negativity. There's no sin. This is the reason we made the vow on Ascension Thursday. Take my misery, Lord, with you. And then in exchange, give me your divine will. What is the divine will? This light, this life, this love of God. And he says, and if anyone wants to touch it or clasp it in his hand, with enchanting rapidity, it escapes. Okay, how can you grab light? You can't. The light is to enter into, to participate into. This is the divine will. So our intellect becomes, we see things from a divine perspective. And let me just tell you, as we enter into this final battle that we're in, this light is going to help us get through this. This light, this life, this love of God, this universal life, this divine will, this great gift of the divine will, the gift of gifts, the prodigy of prodigies. As we enter into this, nothing's going to bother us. The light is going to make us see things from a divine perspective. Our intellect is going to be clear, clarified. We're going to begin to understand why we need to go through this purification, why we need to go through this battle. It's either the kingdom, heaven, or hell. It's how are you living? What do you want? What's your goal in life? What's your desire in life? Is it the things of this world? Jesus is saying very clearly to us, everything of the earth is going to be gone. The fire from heaven is going to consume the world in love. This ecstasy that God is bringing us into, this harvest time that God is bringing us into, this glory that God is bringing us into, this heaven coming to earth, the new Jerusalem, the new day, the new heavens, the new earth. As we enter into this, God is saying to us very, very clearly, are you ready for what I'm going to do? Are you ready? So what Jesus says, you can't be offended, and nor can you offend. And if anyone wants to grab this light, to clasp it in his hands, with enchanting rapidity, it escapes. And almost playfully, it sprays the soul with light. Here, we begin to understand this divine perspective. Spraying, it's a water, it's an understanding of water, but it's light. See, God wants to shower us with this divine light, clothe us with divinity. He wants to bring about back to humanity the divine nobility that God breathed into Adam. But more than that, the divine nobility of Jesus and Mary, the new Adam and the new Eve. So what the Lord is saying is, what he says is, enter into this light. It'll shield you from everything. It'll dominate everything. You will never be offended again. You will not offend. When we sin against God and neighbor. Sin begets sin. So think about all that's happening in this darkness. Okay, the evil one thinks he's winning. He's got the majority of humanity in his pocket. He's got the majority of humanity not going to heaven. And Jesus is going to win. And he says to us, would you be willing to live in the divine will in the name of everyone and everything, past, present, and future, so that the kingdom can be offered to them at that last moment. And they will have the grace to say yes to it. By your yes now. And when we enter into this gift, when we read, when we study, it says very clearly, this light almost playfully sprays the soul with light. God is winning, and God is asking us, are you ready for the summer? Are you ready for what's coming? And it's nothing to panic about. We have been, again, the three things of Joan of Arc is I am not afraid. Two, I was born for this time. And three, God is with me. God is with us. Learn to pray the prayer of the saints, because more is coming that the saints didn't even go through. What Jesus said to, St. Michael said to Sister Mary Ephraim, the one who allegedly heard what Our Lady said. He says, you are my little Joan. He said, what you're going to go through is more difficult than what Joan of Arc went through. That's what God is calling us to. But we're going to win. You have to understand, if a 16-year-old could stand up and lead an army into battle and win, God is going to lead the battle. And we're with him, with the fiat. And this light, this love, this life of God is ours if we wish. And he, as we read, he's spraying us with this light. We've entered into this light, this love, this light of God, this love of God. It touches everything. It embraces everyone to do good to everyone, but does not let itself be touched by anyone. What does that remind you of? When Jesus was raised from the dead and Mary Magdalene went to embrace him, he said, do not touch me. What did we hear at Garabandal? I know it's not approved, but it can't be approved because the miracle has to happen. And when the miracle happens, it's basically over. So Medjugorje too, the same thing. You will see this thing, whatever it is, but you won't be able to touch it. Listen to what Jesus says. He's telling us what's coming. This light that's spraying humanity. It touches everything and embraces everyone. It does good to all, but it does not let itself be touched by anyone. Why? It's divine. It's not human. And this light, this love, this life of God is coming to the earth. This sanctification, this great outpouring of the Holy Spirit is coming to the earth. Jesus says, are you ready for it? Are you ready for the summer? Are you going to panic? Is it doom and gloom for you? If it's doom and gloom for you, well, there's three things that you can have. You can have an ulcer. You can have a heart attack. You can have a stroke. If it's doom and gloom for you, get ready to go to the hospital. If it's fiat, Lord, I trust you. It's peace, joy, and happiness. I mean, it's what do you want? You're going to get what you want. A lot of people say, oh, you don't understand. I'm so worried. I'm so terrified. I don't know what to, well, you know, get ready for an ulcer, get ready for a stroke, or get ready for a heart attack. That's all that you can have. Or you can enter into this gift of the divine will and be peaceful, joyful, and happy. Jesus, I trust in you. You're my Lord. You're my Savior. You're my Master. You're my King. You, Lord, have shown us how to pray the way Adam prayed with the rounds. Lord, you showed us how to pray the way you, Jesus, and Mary have prayed. That's praying the rounds. And it's peaceful. It's joyful. It's happy. Why? Because it's heaven. Or you can have earth, which is a heart attack, a stroke, or an ulcer. I mean, it's up to you. What do you want? Well, I don't want that. Well, then stop. Enter into the divine will. Be filled with the peace, the joy, the happiness of God. Oh, you don't understand. I have to worry. My family. Jesus says to Louisa, you do what I want. and I'll do what you want. What does Jesus want for us? He wants us to enter into the divine will. He says it right from the beginning. The soul that enters into my divine will lives a perennial life in it, and the enemy can't get close. His sight is dazzled by the light of my fiat, nor is he able to see what the happy creature does in the light. The light shields itself from everything. The light dominates all that is intangible. It does not let itself be offended, nor does it offend. And if anyone wants to touch it or grasp it in his hands, with enchanting rapidity, it escapes almost playfully and sprays the soul with light. It touches everything. It embraces everyone. It does good to all, but it does not let itself be touched by anyone. He's talking about light. Such is my divine will, Jesus says. It encloses the soul within its light. That's what can happen with us if we wish. It encloses the soul within its light. With its empire, it eclipses all evils. The evil one can't get near you. He could tempt you. See, temptation is important. Because what happens is when you say no to temptation, your place in heaven gets higher, your time in purgatory gets shorter. When the evil one says, here, I want you to be God, we go, no. I want to follow God. I want to be one with God. I don't want to become God. When we say no to that, he flees. See, with its empire of light, this is the divine will, Jesus says, eclipses all evils. All evils. Even the things that you've had difficulty all your life with, it's going to be gone. The divine will eclipses all evils. We're going back to where Adam was before the fall, where he walked and talked with God in the cool of the evening, the perennial communion with God. And that's why when we receive Holy Communion now, for that 15 minutes, adore God and love God and praise God. Train yourself to do this. Begin to live heaven on earth, especially after Holy Communion. It's not a time for fellowship. It's a time to be in communion with God. Adore him, love him, and praise him, and thank him, and bless him. What you're learning to do with the rounds of creation, the rounds of redemption, begin to do that, learn to put that into practice after you receive Holy Communion. And Jesus says, as the soul lives of light, everything converts into life. Everything converts into sanctity. Everything converts into perennial peace. That's our life. That's the life of the souls living in the divine will. Oh, I live in the divine will. Well, why are you upset? You're not living in the divine will. The light of the divine will converts everything into light to sanctify everything, to bring perennial peace to the soul. We have a choice. Peace, joy, and happiness, or stroke, heart attack, ulcer. May the blood that flowed upon the wood of this cross free us from our human will, that we live in God's holy divine will always. We ask this in Jesus' name, under the mantle of Mary, through the intercession of Louisa, and we pray that this prayer becomes God's command. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. God bless you.